This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So Chris and I were getting ready for the show this morning. Producer Matt's computer kept turning on and turning off and all that. You know that rigmarole. We're getting ready for the show this morning. We spent 30 minutes. I mean this. We get here. We prepare. We prepare more than 30 minutes. But we spent 30 minutes on one thing. We're drawing out this topic tree. We're doing things the way they teach you how to do radio. Mm-hmm. We're prying apart and pulling apart all the odds and ends of a fourth preseason game. And at some point, I looked at Chris and I go, this is exactly why there doesn't need to be four preseason games. Mm-hmm. Because we just spent 30 minutes in America's biggest sport right now, in the NFL, that makes a gazillion dollars, that's never going away, that's ginormous, spending 30 minutes trying to find something that people will be entertained by in talking about a game
right.
that makes you buy tickets for. This is absolutely example 1A as to why, Chris, that it took us a half an hour to try to find some things. There doesn't need to be four preseason games.
No.
Seriously.
Two is enough, because the storylines, and there are things to talk about, I just don't know how interesting they are to the average everyday sports fan when we're talking about whether Robert Spillane or Jayrone Elliott has a shot at the practice squad, you know?
At some point, I just said, let's stop the ride. The topic is this.
Right.
It's not micro, it's macro.
Right.
The topic. It's not, is this guy going to beat out Matakevich? Is this guy going to be this? The topic is the whole big thing. It's too much.
There's too much preseason football, because we're at a point in the preseason where this game tonight is going to decide very little. It's going to decide roster spots, what, maybe like 49 through 53 on the roster, on a 53-man roster. That's what we're talking about, probably. The final three or four spots on this roster being decided tonight. And that's it.
And then when they're decided, you know what you're going to see those guys do? Maybe in 5 years contribute and do something, but they're going to cover kicks at best, or they're mm-hmm. not even going to get a helmet on game days.
Right.
Like, that's what's going to happen here. So we spend an inordinate amount of time worrying about the really bottom end of the roster in the fourth preseason game. I get it, and I get you get a story every once in a while, like our good friend Ramon Foster, who we love, and that's a success story. It's an unbelievable story, and for my money, it's one of the better stories of the last 20 years in the Pittsburgh Steelers. Where he came from, how he got to where he is, and the way that he has been now one of the most tenured Pittsburgh Steelers. It really is crazy. But that is as far of an outlier as there are outliers. These four preseason games, they just don't do it. It's too much.
And one of the things we're talking about is, why is this guy playing? Because he might get hurt. There's
correct.
That angle. The thing is, though, is that no matter how many preseason, no matter how much you cut back, there's always a last preseason game in which you don't want somebody to get hurt. Whether they play three games, whether it's two games.
I don't know if that's the case. And here's why. Because now we're, and it's a very good point you make, now we get to the resolution portion as we turn to our Sports Talk Radio 101 book. Mm-hmm. Don't just present a problem. Try to present a resolution, or at least figure it out with your listener, right? Great job, Jim. We've now turned from the middle of the book to the second part of the book, where we're trying to find a resolution.
I don't have one, but
I do. A controlled scrimmage with another team, and then one preseason game. And there you go.
That's it? That's your total?
Yes, sir.
See, I don't think you're far off, because we keep talking about two preseason games, but then look at it. How many teams are actually going to play starters a significant amount of time in more than one preseason game?
None, and they're silly if they do.
I could live with two preseason games and a couple of those controlled inter-squad scrimmages.
I could live with one and one. I could live with one and one, because in the controlled preseason game, or excuse me, in the controlled scrimmage, you bring Buffalo down here, you bring the Redskins over from where they are now. They used to be in Carlisle, they're not anymore. You can't bring Baltimore over, but you go and you play a team that is geographically close. Heck,
right.
There's a team that is at the Greenbrier, right? If I'm not mistaken, somebody
the Saints
are there for camp.
The Eagles
go down
far.
There. It's not very far. Play one of those teams in a controlled scrimmage. Have your starting quarterback in that because you know he's not going to be hit. Put a red jersey on him there. Have the linemen wail away. Have the guys, if you want, on the edges, go ahead and simulate that game. Control your quarterback in that one. And then in the game, play your second and third quarterback, and if they need to fight for the backup quarterback job, then you go ahead and you do that.
Right.
I like 1-1. There's my solution. It works. But us spending 30 minutes today prying apart, Tuzar Skipper or whatever the guy's name
Garrett
is.
Garrett Brumfield.
Right, who, again, is a guy whose his life is going to change one way or the other tonight. And that's not lost on me. It just isn't.
It's not insignificant, except to the person who it's insignificant to.
Right.
Which is the fan who, in all honesty, is come around the, like when the third quarter ends tonight, is in all likelihood going to be like, all right.
Well,
I got to get up for work in the morning.
I'm going to throw the Pirate game
out.
On and see what happens
right.
Because they gave up 12 in Philadelphia. If they give up 12 in Philadelphia, how many are they going to give up in Colorado?
You're suggesting take the over.
I'm not suggesting anything. There's a FanDuel read a little later on in the show. I'll suggest something perhaps then at about 9:15 after we talk to Adam Berry. What is the solution for you, Jim?
I think it's going to be two preseason games because I think everybody is going to have one home game. That way everybody gets a home game. Because if you cut down to one, then half the teams aren't going to have home games, and they're going to want some kind of gate that they can, concession sales, whatever, so that every team's going to want a home game.
And I'll tell you you get these people every once in a while that are like, I love this storyline of the young guy fighting for a spot. Yeah, okay, that's great. You know when you're going to forget about that? Monday when we start talking about the first real game.
Right.
Or Tuesday, actually, because it's a vacation week. Or it's
I appreciate those fans that are all in on all 53 spots on the roster and the practice squad, and I think they should keep this guy and this many linebackers. I appreciate that because we do. We watch it to that granular level as well. But I also understand for the average everyday fan who four preseason games is just too much.
Way too much.
For the people that talk about, you can't sell tickets to a controlled scrimmage. Sure you can. You can have it in the stadium. You can make it part of the season ticket package because you build in some sort of fan fest thing like you do with that open Friday night practice or Saturday night practice at Heinz Field. And before you know it, people are showing up and they're buying drinks and hot dogs and watching a controlled scrimmage or a practice just like they would do at La Trobe High School or like they do at Heinz Field on that first Saturday night.
Or play three, play 1-1 and then a neutral site and give it, bounce it around. You really want to, and I'm not talking about playing a game in Dubai or a game in Mexico City or whatever. Play a game in Morgantown. Play a game in a non-traditional market. Play a game somewhere else. Play a game in a big high school stadium. Do something to kind of reinvent this whole wheel. All right, what is the solution, though? Because we do gripe about preseason being too long. Or do you like it as is? Let's get into that. All right, 412-928-9370. I guess Peter King is pushing forth the notion three preseason and 17-game regular season. That doesn't fix things, though, because there's not going to be an odd – it's going to be tough.
Yeah,
I've said one controlled scrimmage in one preseason game, but you'd have to let fans in. It's going to be tough. Or you have an agreement that a team has a home game 1 year and away game the next year, a home game 1 year. There has to be a flip-flopping where they make it right with the teams that are looking for revenue.
I can't imagine the teams that want the extra gate every year would be willing to only get that every other year. If you're going to go for a money grab, go all the way.
But like here we are. August is about to turn into September, and we're at the same place that seemingly we've been for a while in the NFL. Four preseason games, the thread gets real bare towards the very end. Our football, we're ready for the regular season to start. A lot of people gripe about it. A lot of people seem to have not a big complaint to where I'm going to stop watching football, but let's go, guys. And part of the urgency, too, is like the college game is coming in. You've got a week in which you lose on the front end, I think, of the NFL, where you could get games going this week if you really wanted to.
Yeah, and that's, if they ever expand to 18 games, which I think is still on the horizon if they decide not to just expand the postseason to begin with, then yeah, this would be the weekend to start. And because then your regular season would still go into January. And now you're talking again about a Super Bowl that maybe isn't played until the second weekend of February. I don't know. But there is a market there for football of consequence. I don't think there's a market there for Clint Kreiwald football, as we were talking about earlier. Week four of the preseason, and we're sitting here talking about Devin Bush doesn't need to play. Mason Rudolph doesn't need to play. Mason Rudolph's not even the starting quarterback for this team.
Right.
He's a backup.
And we're talking about protecting a backup
right
at this point in time. It really is it really is an interesting dynamic, because I don't necessarily know how they can't get to where they need to be with 1 week fewer of preseason games, less preseason games. Do they really need these extra 5 days to figure it out and get to that place? I don't think they do.
No, you're figuring out the last four or five spots on the roster.
Let's go to Scott. Scott's in Massachusetts. Scott's on the Fan. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, guys. Biggest Steeler fan in Massachusetts talking to you right now. How's it going?
Great. Thanks much.
Hey, I just want to know how Artie Burns is going to do, because he has not looked that bad.
I know. There's a danger in that. This is one of the big stories of the preseason, as you try to find stories
right.
in the preseason. Is Artie Burns really a guy that's made monumental improvement and is a guy that you can count on right now and has risen from absolutely the dead? Or is Artie Burns a guy that it's just a mirage over a couple preseason games and you really know what you got and now you're fooled into keeping him, you're fooled into having him on the football team, you maybe even fooled into putting him on the football field.
Don't do that.
And at some point in week 7 and week 8 and week 11 or whatever, there's going to be an enormous play of consequence and Artie Burns is going to be trying to chase somebody who's running for a 68-yard touchdown.
Artie Burns couldn't possibly be any worse than he was last year, right?
But let's not use that as the baseline.
Well, here's the problem. What's the baseline then? Who's he competing against in these preseason games that he's looked slightly better than? Okay, he's gotten some reps against first-team wide receivers. But, again, what's that show us? What's that prove to us? That Artie Burns, here's the problem. The only way Artie Burns, it's kind of like Chris Boswell getting back to kicking well again. The only way you're ever going to trust him again is to see him do it in a regular season game for really over the course of an entire 16-game season or 16-plus game season. And that's the same holds true for Artie Burns. To really believe that Artie Burns can play corner in the NFL as a starter and do so somewhat effectively, you're going to have to see him play well for an entire season. The problem is, if he's playing that often throughout the season, that means Hayden or Nelson is hurt and you're in trouble anyway.
I would have taken my chances and cashed in on Artie Burns and said, let him, who cares if he goes somewhere else and it becomes a star? I don't care. I've seen enough where I can't take a risk anymore on Artie Burns. I just can't. There's a lot of Tyler Glass now in that whole thing. Like, who cares if he goes somewhere else and is good? He just can't be good here.
Unless Artie's performance this preseason on tape anyway is enough for some other team who's desperate for corners to call you up and say, hey, would you want to? And you say, well, would you want to give us the tight end? You know, it's kind of like what we talked about with Josh Dobbs at the quarterback position yesterday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.